Well, I mentioned just now how important the natural world is to our mental and physical well-being. And certainly the periods of lockdown we had last year saw a huge increase in the popularity of gardening. So much so, in fact, that some of our region's independent nurseries have been thriving. Let's Talk gardening expert Charlotte Philcox has been speaking to some of the owners to find out how they've been surviving and what they're looking forward to in 2021. Here's Jane to tell you what Charlotte discovered.
Jim Payne and Claire Billington run Walnut Tree Garden Nursery near Attleborough. Jim voices the optimism of many growers when he says that despite the restrictions of 2020, they have had one of their best years, trading via mail order and online sales. "I'm cautious, but I feel the mood is lifting," he says. "Although so many events were cancelled due to the pandemic, we now have bookings to attend plant fairs at Creek Abbey, Helmingham Hall and Heatherset later this year. Plant events like these are definitely going to be coming back." At Dover Farm Nurseries in Briston, Louise and Gerald Benbow are also feeling optimistic and hope to be opening for the new season just as they usually do in March. "We're a small family-run business," says Louise. "We specialise in hostas and unusual herbaceous perennials and looking forward to meeting our customers again in the spring." Norfolk Herbs specialise in medicinal, edible and culinary plants. "We've been very busy and for 2021 have lots of new and unusual plants," says Oliver Clifton Sprigg, who runs the business with his parents, Brian and Rosemary. "As well as the herbs, we have a range of scented pelargoniums and ornamental salvias. Recently, we discovered a beautiful new salvia growing in my fiancé's garden and it's now available for sale. We've called it Jemima's Gem and it's the strongest, hardiest variety we've ever seen. It also has that typical blackcurrant scent and, like all salvias, is good for bees and butterflies." Peter Purdy, who runs Woodgate Nursery at Elsham, has nothing but praise for his staff. "It's been an incredibly challenging time, but we kept going," he says. "All of them were indomitable. We had to furlough 7 people, but kept going with a skeleton staff of 5, who coped with potting on and watering thousands of plants, as well as organising deliveries. It was frightening at first and such hard work, but everyone was superb. We were getting more than 150 emails a day from customers at one point and had 3 delivery vans going out every day. It wasn't just plants either, as we went to get things like bread and milk to put on the vans for some of our older customers who couldn't get food deliveries. Actually, we were voted runners-up in the Broadland Community at Heart Award for the business community as a result, but never expected that. We were so fortunate that we've been able to keep trading." Michael Holland is retail manager at the Walled Garden Nursery at Ben Hall in Suffolk. "We've had a very busy summer and expect that the increase in visitors will continue," he says. "Apart from some operational and delivery difficulties, we've coped well. Customers have been very patient with increased queries at the till, but I think that most people were just happy to be outside in lovely surroundings. We've been able to keep on top of production and have a great growing season planned. And as we have a 1-acre garden within the walled garden, customers have been able to enjoy its peace and tranquility as well." Another nursery set within a walled site, which prides itself on its display gardens, is run by John and Susan Toot at West Acre Gardens near Swaffham. "We try to have an interesting mix of plants," says John. "Nurseries have been fairly safe outdoor places to visit during the pandemic. I think that the lockdowns have actually increased people's love of gardening. Plants will come back whatever is going on, and once the snowdrops start up in January, you could say that the go button has been pressed for gardeners. We'll be opening from the start of February and expect to be busy. Times may have been hard, but people haven't lost their love of gardening. Whatever happens in 2021, there's a wealth of plants to enjoy, and gardeners across the region can look forward to the new growing season with a sense of renewed hope."
There's that sense of optimism again, which we heard at the start.